Oh boy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palace. I'm Aaron Lewis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Not bad.
Doing all right.
So today we are talking about the Mombacho Cosecha 2014. The cigar is a Toro 6-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Casa Favilli factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper, binder, filler, all are listed as Nicaraguan. Blended by Claudio Segroy. Price point is $21.95, and the cigar was released in June of 2019. So with all that out of the way, June, take us through your overall smoking experience.
I rate it overall to be good. Flavor profile wise, I thought it was consistently good. So even with that said, there was one thing that made it not very good. This is one of those cigars where I lit it up, and you know, the first like half an inch or so, I thought, man, this is nothing short of fantastic. Rich nuttiness, baking spices, mineral, cedar, red pepper spice. But past that point, there was a very prevalent like wood bitterness that started forming. And it never got to the point where I felt like it overtook like the flavors and being the main flavor, but it was one of those things where it was especially there. It was there the whole time, and it was especially lingering on the palate throughout the whole cigar. So that was kind of a letdown. You know, I'm interested to see what you guys think, especially if you guys tasted any bitterness on your end. But I thought it was overall good. You know, this is the third Cosecha production release, right? After the 12, 13, and now 14. So, you know, it's hard to not for me not talk about how this one is compared to the other ones. I always go back to the original 2012 being my favorite. You know, I was looking through my old notes, and I said for the 12, how it was, you know, how it has such a great finesse factor to it. I feel like since the 2012, the 13 and the 14 kind of lost that finesse factor. And it kind of took away some of that wow factor as well. So, but still a good cigar.
How about you, John?
I'm a real toss up as to whether I prefer the 2012 to the 2014. Sometimes I prefer the 2014 to the 2012, and other times not so much. This, I think, was enjoyable all the way through, very consistent. I rated it overall very good to be good. I think the only thing I could say this cigar was lacking is that there wasn't a lot of flavor change up. So you kind of established a flavor profile and it kind of waxed and waned throughout, but it didn't have any sharp transitions between the different thirds, which is all right. Cause if you can deliver consistent flavors all the way through a cigar, it's still going to be an enjoyable experience. And burn was good. Draw was good. Smoking time was absurdly good. I got just under 3 hours, so I got 2 hours and 41 minutes out of this. So it's kind of what I expect out of a quote-unquote ultra-premium cigar at this level. Yeah, thumbs up. Aaron, you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with had a good start with musty oak and some cinnamon, but settled in with like musty and charred wood until the final third when things kind of warmed up a little bit and some mintiness had joined in. Construction was a bit of a struggle for me. And I didn't think that the 14 was the best out of the three. You know, probably my least favorite actually out of the three. It's got a high price point. I would expect a better flavor delivery from it. So it's probably not something I'm going to return to, but I'm still interested in future iterations of this project because who knows what various years can produce. So yeah, it's just my least favorite Cosecha from Mombacho, I guess. Getting the scores, June, you gave it a 6.97. John, you were right behind him at 6.92. I gave it a 5.15. So, June, 6.97.
It's a good score. I mean, God, these new releases haven't even cracked 7 yet this year. Anyways, it's a good score. I would definitely smoke it again. It's kind of high price, though, so I'm not really sure if it's worth the price given the flavor profile. That's my only holdup, probably.
Yeah. How about you, John?
I'm not scoring based on value proposition. I think my score matches very well to my experience. I think anytime for me, you get over 6.75, you're looking at a candidate for top 25. And I see that especially given the quality of some of the cigars that we've reviewed coming out of the IPCPR. has not been good. So in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Unfortunately, this man has two eyes, so that makes it even better. Aaron, what about you?
Overall, I thought the flavor profile was average. It went kind of good, average, subpar in the rating of the thirds. And the construction was iffy at best. I mean, average burn, good draw. It just, there was too many things just not working with this cigar for me. That's why I got into the low fives. So definitely a pass for me. But
sorry, you hate good cigars.
I know. any other overall thoughts from you guys on this one?
Hope the Cosecha series continues. Yes.
This the last one that's slated, supposedly?
No, there's got to be more already in the... Oh. Like, we would have known 2 or 3 years ago that it was going to be a skip, right?
I am not aware of a skip. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
But I have... Have I smoked it? I'm trying to think if I've smoked the 2015. I think I have smoked the 2015. But that's as far as I've smoked.
Yeah.
No, so you smoked that years ago.
I haven't smoked the 2015. I haven't smoked the 2015. The 2014 was the last one I smoked. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Plus, check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.